Good morning, podcast. Anthony, back at it with another one. Chilling here right now in my hotel in Da Nang. I said I'd give you guys a little update when Justin and I arrived here, but we were so hungry we went out to eat. And then if you saw from my live feed on Facebook yesterday, we went to the beach and just went for a stroll. Had a couple beers. Anyways, super happy that the podcast actually works on iTunes. So if you have an iPhone, just tell Siri, say, hey Siri or hi Siri, play the podcast Adventuring Anthony. And it should come up. Justin has an iPhone and we tried it last night and it worked. So I know it works. So if you have an iPhone, please try that so that you're able to stay tuned to all podcasts at all times. So another quick update. What's been going on here? If you didn't tune into the last episode, Justin and I bought motorcycles. We biked through the Haiban Pass from Hue to Da Nang. And today we'll go to a place called Hoi An, which is only about 25 kilometers. And it should only take about an hour. We actually have to check out of our hotel here in about 30 minutes. So Justin's in the shower and I'm going to shower soon. We spent our morning on the beach. It was about 28 degrees around 9 a.m. Absolutely amazing. We had a conversation on the way back to the hotel right now. Like, can you believe we're unemployed? You know, we have no jobs right now, yet we're able to not spend a ton of money and live a fairly fun, not luxurious, but backpacking travel life. By no means is this life easy or luxurious at all. Travel days like today, it's like, sure, we're going by bike, so we have the convenience of leaving when we want, but sometimes your bus or train may not leave until 8 or 9 p.m., so you have to, like, hang out in a city and find food and explore and do things, which is great, but, you know, you don't have the convenience of leaving at your own freedom. And then, obviously, packing and living out of a backpack isn't always the best. I personally love it. I enjoy it a lot. I love staying in dorm rooms. I love meeting new people. I love kind of the organized chaos that my life is right now. Especially backpacking in Southeast Asia. Further updates. Last night, I ate a hamburger for the first time in Southeast Asia. I've just been eating rice and noodles pretty much for the last 3 weeks. And basically, we did that. One, we were kind of missing Western food. And two, to try and get the digestion system back on track, if you know what I mean. A little soup sometimes. Anyways, guys, that's just a quick little update. I will hopefully, if we have Wi-Fi or signal in Hoi An when we arrive, give you an update about our ride to Hoi An. We'll be passing through something called Marble Mountain, which is supposed to be really beautiful. So I'll try and post some photos or try and take a video of that while we're cruising through. I also have a few blog posts I'd like to write tonight or tomorrow. We're going to spend a few days in Hoi An, so it should give me some time to catch up on all these things. So again, thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure to like and subscribe on my YouTube, all my videos. You'll see them when I post them. Please like and follow my Facebook page. Please follow me on Instagram at adventuring_Anthony. My Snapchat at IamKeyZ, IamKeyZie. For all updates at all times, just to see the behind the scenes of this travel. Instagram, I'm trying to post more of in the moment photos to let you guys know what it's really like. Definitely in my story is more a moment to moment lifestyle of what travel backpacking in Southeast Asia is really like. So tune into there. But yeah, I really want to let you guys know more about the types of vibes and fun and positivity and energy that Justin and I plan on bringing with us throughout our travels in Southeast Asia. And just the incredible people that we've been meeting and beautiful places and what life is really like. The good and obviously the bad. When bad stuff happens, I'm obviously going to share that with you as well to let you know that it happens. Bad things happen, obviously. So again, guys, thank you guys for tuning in. Catch you in Hoi An. Peace.